Well, let's get more reaction to this. Nina Smith is chair of Rail Future Yorkshire. Really pleased Nina's on the line now. It is a small step forward, isn't it? Is it welcome news?
Well, it's very welcome news, as you say. It's a small step forward, but I think what's important is it's significant. It means the Department of Transport has registered that this is an important railway route, and it's one that should be reopened in the future. As Peter said, there's a long way to go with the various studies, but this is a very important first step. And there's a lot of benefits of opening this line, beyond what Peter said. It's going to reduce traffic congestion, which is very bad going into York and Beverley. It enables, the marketing of really good sort of tourism connections between the two Minster towns of Beverley and York. And something that hasn't been said, but it's really important, is that this will be an alternative route to Hull from York. The existing line, of course, runs along the Humber estuary. And given the sort of terrible climate crisis that we're in, that route could flood in the future, either sort of temporary or even permanently. So having an alternative route is desperately important.
Nina, you mentioned go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say freight as well. This can be really important for the port of Hull. I mean, in terms of getting freight from Hull up into the northeast by a more direct route. So, if this is done properly to a high standard, it can have so many benefits.
How much of a challenge do you think it's going to be? I want to come back to, you mentioned the climate crisis there, and I want to come back to that in a sec. But how much of a challenge will it be to get this line, the Beverley to York line, open to the public again?
Well, it is a challenge because, the line isn't there anymore, as Peter said. So it's got to be rebuilt. Now, okay, a lot of the line goes over farmland, but the route will have to be sort of diverted probably through around the towns like Market Wheaton and Stamford Bridge because the existing line has been sort of line route has been built on. So it will be a challenge. And if you look at the different schemes that have been awarded some money yesterday, some of them are very easy, just putting trains back or passengers back onto freight lines. So this is a challenging one. It will take quite a long time for it to happen.
Have you got a time frame of when you'd like to see it back?
Well, I'd like to see it back tomorrow, but that's not realistic. So, I think we would want to see, the shovels in the ground within 5 years.
Nina, let's talk climate change and climate crisis then, because yesterday air passenger duty cut for those travelling within the UK, so essentially making it cheaper to fly within the UK. Could that affect our rail travel habits? And surely, aren't we supposed to be getting people off planes and onto trains? I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you entirely. I was absolutely amazed when I heard the Chancellor announce that. It's utterly ridiculous. In France, they're actually banning internal flights of less than when you can take a train journey of less than 2.5 hours. And remember, because of the TGV in France, sort of 2.5 hour train journey is probably the equivalent in distance of about a 4 hour train journey in the UK. It makes sense to reduce air passenger duty if you're flying, say, from the mainland to Northern Ireland or to some of the Scottish Islands, but otherwise, absolutely ridiculous. It will mean instead of what we want is passengers transferring from air and road to rail, it will actually mean passengers probably choosing air because it'll become cheaper.
How big a part should the rail industry play in looking at sort of reducing our emissions, that kind of thing?
Well, enormous. Rail actually only accounts for something like 1.5% of transport emissions. But 1.5% is still a lot because, as your listeners know, we're emitting far too much carbon. And if we don't do something about it very quickly, we're going to make the planet increasingly unpleasant and maybe in 50 years' time uninhabitable for humans. So we have to take every measure possible to reduce carbon emissions. And getting people onto trains is one of those things. And it means more electrification of the rail network. So the Harrogate line, for example. The line to Scarborough, the world's line, just to take ones within your listeners' area, they all need electrifying. Electrification, and particularly it's using green electricity. It's not using much carbon, if at all.
Nina, really, really good to chat to you and get your thoughts on this tonight. Thank you so much for your time. That's Nina Smith, Chair of Rail Future Yorkshire. As ever, I'd love to get your thoughts on this.